Trent Daugherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Glad to have you with us. It's a Friday in the Music City, a chilly one, not as chilly as it is in Kansas City, which is why we are here. And by we, pronouns, pal, I mean Buck Rising of A to Z Sports, Jason Martin of the Big Six, the Jason Martin Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, J-Mart?
What's going on, Buck?
Living, brother.
Yeah. You fly out tomorrow. I hope you have better luck.
I am. Listen, it's cold in Kansas City. It's cold in Nashville. I am fueled by the heat of an AFC championship game. I am fired the hell up for this.
Yeah, one thing that I love about this business is talking to people for the first time ever and just the people that you meet along the way. And I bring in someone that I've always wanted to talk to, but I've never actually spoken to before, Jeff Schwartz, who's the host of the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You podcast, played on the offensive line in the NFL for 8 years. His brother plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jeff, I've never met you before, never spoken to you before, so I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll find out. How are you?
Good. According to Twitter, I hate the tight, so this will be a fun conversation.
Yeah, it definitely will. So tell me, because I was just reading your latest piece at SBNation.com about who the pressure is on and kind of ranking pressure. And interestingly, you have the Titans front office at 3, which we will talk about momentarily. But first, can you explain, and this is not the way I expected to lead off this conversation, can you explain what a snowplow parent is?
Oh, yeah. A snowplow parent is when you clear all the obstacles in front of your kids like a snowplow, so you basically give them the best chance to succeed. And if you look at it with the Chiefs, it feels like the NFL kind of gave them a little snowplow, right? They're supposed to be the 3 seed and would have to play the Titans in wild card weekend, but no, the Patriots lose, and the Patriots lose again, and the Ravens lose. And I know the Titans are playing well, but the Titans are still a 6 seed, and you're at home again now, and you just vanquished the Texans, everyone's healthy, minus Chris Jones. It just feels like everything is clearing this path now to get you to the to the Super Bowl. And so I just want to throw that snowplow plan analogy in there. I'm trying to be a big J journalist, okay? Just trying to be like a little different than usual.
No, I appreciate it. It's not a phrase that I had heard, but it makes all the sense.
Yet.
No, you're right.
You'll get there soon.
Yeah,
you'll be there soon enough.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm glad that you're on my side on that. Number 3 on that list is the Titans front office. And I think this is fascinating because it gets to a point that you and me talked about this week, and we both talked about with our buddy Clay Travis about how there's a difference between stakes and pressure. The stakes are all on the Tennessee Titans side because it's not as likely, because they don't have a Patrick Mahomes, that they're going to get back here. It's really hard to get to an AFC championship game, much less to get to a Super Bowl. This seems like everything has gone their way, and you basically say, Ryan Tannehill, who knows what he's going to be next year? You've got Derrick Henry that you're going to have to pay. There's going to be a lot of changes. A lot of things have broken the way of the Titans. So how important is it, in your estimation, for them to cash this thing in and this not to be the end on Sunday?
This team reminds me a lot of the 2007 Giants, right? They kind of came out of nowhere. They did it with a kind of bruising style of football. I think the Giants rushed the passer better. The way Eli Manning played in those playoffs kind of feels like Ryan Tannehill, who's made the throws when there, but really not asked to do very much in a lot of those games. And they eventually, obviously, went back to Super Bowl in 11 and won again. But there was no guarantee that team was going to come back, in the same manner, even though they had Eli under contract. Well, now you look at the Titans, and even if they lose this game, I think they're still – they win or lose this game, there's still a lot of pressure on how to build this team going forward, because there really is no history of a quarterback like Ryan Tannehill becoming elite in like year 8, right? And where this is the new norm of Ryan Tannehill. I would expect him to kind of come back to earth a little bit next year. And then we've seen in recent history that paying a running back, no matter how good that running back is, Gurley, Zeke Elliott, they didn't make the playoffs this year. And it just is not worth the money. And they're going to have strong decisions to make about the direction they go with this team, win or lose. I mean, if you win, it almost makes it tougher to decide. If you lose, at least, you might say, hey, especially if you don't score enough points, hey, maybe we got to rethink our plan for next year.
especially with optics like the Tennessee Titans have, like the thing that you cannot do to Titans fans, because they have for so long, Jeff, they've been trying to, as a franchise, earn back this goodwill with a fan base that has just been so tired of the mediocrity that they've been putting out on the field. And because Derrick Henry is the one thing, because of the history with Eddie George and because of SEC football and Derrick coming from Alabama, that is the thing that they have always gravitated towards the most. There would be riots in the street if they did not pay Derrick Henry. And that's the thing that I've been trying to tell people every time I get in front of a microphone. It doesn't have to be an attack on Derrick Henry to say that running back contracts aren't worth it in that way. You can appreciate the things that he's doing incredibly right now and also be realistic about what the situation is.
Yeah, and this is why the Patriots, who, it's interesting enough, I think the Titans mall themselves after obviously have some Patriot guys in their system, is the Patriots never show emotion to player acquisitions, right? And they always do things by what they think is best for their team. And they obviously, when you win championships, it makes it a lot easier to do those things. The Titans have not won a championship. So the fans might look at them sideways if they decide to not pay, you know, over, let's say, $12 million a year for Derrick Henry. But the job of a general manager is to make decisions without emotions, hopefully, right? I mean, that's the goal, right? It's a crude way to look at it, but players are commodities, and you're supposed to trade them and keep them and move them around as their pieces on a chessboard. I know there's human emotion involved, but really the best general manager able to do that. You know, I mean, look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs had Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes. Alex Smith was making the playoffs for them every single year. And the Chiefs are like, you know what, Alex? All right, here, go to Washington. We're going to go with the young guy. Emotion shouldn't be involved in these decisions. And I think your point is very accurate about him being, you know, a Southern guy and playing for Alabama and the SEC, but would you rather you have a chance to win a title by adding two or three more pieces or paying Derrick Henry? And we continue to see the running backs aren't as valuable as getting another wide receiver, getting a third round running back, someone else. I mean, you have other holes on the team you can fill with the money that you save from Derrick Henry.
Those will be conversations we have in the offseason. Let's talk about what he's doing right now, because regardless of what you think of the Tennessee Titans and the style of football, it's incredibly impressive. And I think, Jeff, maybe you'll be able to lend some more insight into this. When I watch them, when I watch the way that they are winning these games, not asking too much of Ryan Tannehill, just enough, and doing it on the strength of Derrick Henry, schematically, it doesn't seem like they're doing anything spectacular. It just seems like the level of play of the offensive line, particularly on the left side, with, as Mike Vrabel told us earlier in the week, they can't put any more money over there, so at least they're getting the production out of it now. It doesn't look like they're doing anything crazy. They're just out here rolling dudes.
No, they're not doing anything crazy. You're right. And Chris Jones being out for the Chiefs, which it feels more and more likely he's going to play, or either he does play, and that's another huge plus for Saffold over there at left guard, who's really been, I'd say, the best player on this offensive line for quite a few weeks now. No, they're just beating people up at the line of scrimmage. They're running that outside zone. They're cutting the backside, stretching the front side, allowing Henry to get going. You know, I just feel this game comes down to two things, and they're both really on the Titans side. One is continuing the red zone success. Is, you know, they've scored 31 times in the red zone since Ryan Tannehill has been their quarterback, and 30 of those have been touchdowns. So they're taking the opportunities they're getting and putting the ball in the end zone. And that's because of their run game. Like, that, in my opinion, is where the run game shows up the most. Not the long gains or the 180 yards. It's in the red zone, pounding people, getting the ball into the end zone. And secondly, is Ryan Tannehill going to have a game? Because even if the Titans play their best game on defense, you're probably going to still give up like 24 points. I mean, right, 28 points. I mean, even in the Chiefs' worst games, they're still going to score 24 points, right, and 28 points. And maybe they get, you know, a short field and you get a quick touchdown as well. And so the Titans are going to have Ryan Tannehill, in my opinion, put up over 200 yards, 250. They're going to have Derrick Henry have to run the football. And then if you do that as your general game plan and you kind of keep the ball in front of you, don't allow Chiefs to big plays, you'll have a tight game in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's what you want if you're a Titans fan. A tight game in the fourth quarter where you hope that your run game can really take over in that situation and close out the game for you. But I think I feel like there's a specific game plan for the Titans to win. I think the Chiefs can win a shootout. The Chiefs can win a low-scoring game. They can win a blowout.
Right.
They can just score, in my opinion, at will.
So is that the way you feel it's going to go down, Jeff? I mean, I know because we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
But what do you think the score looks like on Sunday when all's said and done?
I think a lot of points are scored, actually. I think the Titans can match up. You know, I think the Titans covered this game, but I still think it's like a 35-30 Chiefs win. It's just hard to pick it. Obviously, I'm a Chiefs fan, but that's besides the point. I just think if you look at the way the Chiefs are playing right now and their ability to score very quickly on offense, the Titans defensively are going to have to play maybe the best game they had all season. I mean, they're going to have to play their third straight amazing game on the road. And there is something, by the way, to the idea of being the hot team. I think that's overlooked when we talk about this, you know, these games, because there's no way to quantify that. There's no way to say, like, well, that's four, they get extra 4 points this week, right? I mean, there's no way to say they're a hot team, but they're hot. Their defense feels like they're going to play well. But again, I just think that the Chiefs can just score it well, man. And it's going to be really hard to slow them down.
Jeff, I'm sure we will catch up real soon, my friend. Enjoy the games this weekend and get yourself some rest, and we'll see how it goes down. We appreciate it as always.
All right, take care, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Howard.
That is Jeff Schwartz. He is the host of the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You podcast.
So great.
I love him, man. He is good people, as they say in the South. He is good people. Coming up next, we talked to some analysts. We talked to some people in Chiefs country. We talked to Jeff Schwartz, who played for a while. We have a former player coming up in about 15 minutes you're going to care a lot about. His name is Chris Johnson. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe tell your friends to tune into 3HL. But coming up next, the best punter in professional football.
MV punter.
Brett Kern. Next, 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Xfinity Flex, personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place. What do we always say about Xfinity? Simple, easy.